Pastor David Coleman here. So glad you've tuned in today. I want to give you men a personal invitation to come and be with us right here, Harvest Worship Center, on the 29th of March at 10 o'clock. We're going to have a meet and greet. We're having a men's conference called Raising Young Lions. We're living in a time where we're in desperate need for God to touch our young men. So if you have a son, we want you to bring him. Meet and greet starts at 10 o'clock. We're going to have donuts and coffee and some other things. Want to get to know each other a little bit. And then at 11 o'clock, we're going to break off and come to the sanctuary here in the Harvest Worship Center. Bishop Lance Johnson from Ranger, Georgia, is going to be preaching to us the Word of God. Lance is a powerful man of God. He's preaching all over Kentucky right now, and Kentucky is on fire. You don't want to miss this men's conference on March the 29th here at the Harvest Worship Center, 10 o'clock meet and greet, 11 o'clock service, Raising Young Lions. So come on out. Let's raise young lions for this generation and see the glory of God move in Jesus' name. Do pray, amen. I'm seriously. She is something else, amen, amen. Well, let's invite his presence today. Let's ask him to have his way. Father, we love you. God in heaven, we just praise you right now. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being in your house. And we just thank you today, God, for all that you're going to do. Lord, just the fact of your presence being here tells us that we'll never be the same again. Oh, God, just to be touched by your hand, to know you, Lord, is worth everything. Lord, breathe into this house today, upon every heart, every life, under the sound of my voice. Meet every need, set every captive free, save every lost soul. Father, do a mighty work in Jesus Christ's name, and we give you thanks for it today. And everybody gave him a praise offering and said, amen.
Amen. So good to see you this morning. We have so much to celebrate. Amen. If you want to get your praise on, I just dare you to do it. Let's go into his presence. Thank you, Lord.
Be still, there is a healer. His love is deeper than the sea. His mercy is unfailing. His arms a fortress for the weak. Let faith arise. Let faith arise. I lift my hands. You are my refuge. You
him now. Oh, the faithful one is in the house. We bless you, Lord. We bless you. To sing a song of love, here to give you, God, what you are worthy of. A holy roar, reaching for heaven, our praise poured out with reckless abandon. Our worship, God, is wholly yours. Want you to know that he is here to meet every need that you may have. If it is sickness, if you need health in your body, that is his will for you to be healthy and whole, complete in him. That is his will for us to walk in health. And so we just send that forth even now, Lord, through the next through songs, God, that you would let that healing river flow in this house today. We thank you, Lord, that you have provided that just accept that, and we receive that gift in our lives today. Thank you, Lord.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. He's been the fourth man in the fire time after time. Born of his Spirit, washed in his blood, and what he did for me on Calvary is more than enough. Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never. Never fail. We bless your name. We welcome you in this house. Oh, Jesus, walk into this place today.
we take this time right here, right now, to honor you. Jesus, for all that you have done. You see him kneeling in that garden.
Struck wonder at the mention of
Come on, let's lift our hands up to him this morning. Come on. Somebody say, he is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. Can you imagine what it's going to be like in heaven when we cross over? All the accolades, the praises. Heaven is going to be reverberating with the praises of the great I am. Hallelujah. Jesus, the Lamb of God. How many are excited this morning for Jesus? He is worthy. He's worthy. Come on. He's worthy. He's worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. Somebody say he deserves all the glory, all the honor and the praise today. Worthy, worthy, worthy. I want us to sing that again. Let's sing that again. Let's worship him with everything that's within you today. He is worthy. The reason that you're breathing is because of him. The reason that you're alive is because of him. The reason you're blessed is because of him. He is worthy. He is worthy. The reason that you're saved is because of his blood. Yes. Let's worship him. Come on, let's worship him. He's worthy. He's worthy.
Yeah.
Lord. We adore you, Jesus. We adore you, Lord. He is holy, 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 holy. Come on.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.
Yes.
With all creation I sing praise to the King of Kings, and you are my everything.
Face this morning, O Lord. Oh, it is your face we see. Oh, it is your face we seek.
indo non shika. Hinchikele bombrento no naniantandaino. Bambranto ni shikado. Bambranta ni shikado. Tendrense bombranan entiungundundo.
For he is highly exalted. The Father has given him a name that is above every name. And at his name, every knee shall bow. Of things in the heaven and the earth and beneath the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. For the time is now, the time is at hand. It is time to rise up. It is time to do. It is time, says the Lord. For I say that I am pouring out my spirit upon all flesh. And I send you forth to cast out the devil. I send you forth to lay hands on the sick and see them recover. I say unto you that there are multitudes around you every day. Every day, says the Spirit of God. And you need to listen to the sound of their heart's cry. But they're crying out, says the Lord. Crying out for me. Crying out for me. And I say, you are the ones that I'm sending. You are my body. You belong to me. Go, says the Lord, and reach out and touch them. Tell them about me, says the Lord. My great grace, my goodness, my love, my mercy. For I say, the knowledge of the glory of the Lord shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. My glory, you are my glory. So it's time to rise, to rise, to rise, and to go forth. Go forth. Pull them out of the fire. Put the devil in his place. Rise up so that my name can be glorified, says the Spirit of God. Give him some praise right now. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Man, I just feel the presence of the Lord so strong. My goodness. Just raise your hands again. Just tell him how much you love him. Tell him how good he is. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Brother Hughes, you got anything stirring in your spirit?
And shall once again be activated, but even beyond all of that, for what you have experienced in days gone by, in the former days, and the days in between, and even up to now, shall be pressed together, shaken together, and running over. For you shall walk in the anointing of God, and I will anoint my people to hear and follow that which you declare unto them.
Yes. Hallelujah.
My God.
Demonstration of the Spirit.
Hallelujah. My God.
Many have passed, stopped that move of God. Many have been brought to the very same place that you've been brought to. But some would not cross over into that realm where I work and demonstrate and move my supernatural power. But you have been trained by the best. That is by the Spirit of God. And you will make that step over into that realm. You can do it. You will do it because I'm equipping you. From this day forward, you will experience that double portion of the anointing of God that your heart has cried out for, and you'll begin to operate and move in a way that will demonstrate my power and my anointing in this earth. It's in you. I put it in there,
yes,
and it
yes,
will flow out.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Out of this place, I will send forth to the earth the supernatural moving of the power of God that will flow out of you. It will be like the time of Elijah and Elisha. What's in you will flow out into your people. And they will begin to be propelled into the communities, into the cities, into even to the nations of the world.
Yes,
out of this place
yes,
shall go forth a glorious
yes,
gospel of Jesus Christ
yes,
in demonstration yes, and in power. Hallelujah.
Yes,
glory.
Yes,
glory.
Yes,
My.
Woo!
Yes! Yes!
Woo!
My. Whew. Lord. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Come on, give him a wave offering. Come on, give him a wave offering. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Worthy are you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord. Hey, glory. Glory to God. Lay hands on the person beside you and pray for them this morning. Say, bless them in the name of Jesus. Ask God to just pour out his spirit upon them in Jesus' name. Ask the Lord to flood them. Flood them with the anointing, yoke-destroying, burden-lifting anointing, healing anointing. Hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Mighty are you, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to you, Lord. Glory to you, God. Man, you need to pray for people to be baptized fresh in you and the Holy Ghost this morning. My goodness. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Dear God. Woo! Yes, Lord. I knew yesterday something wild and crazy was going to happen this morning. Oh, see, glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Sharala mamarande ke sotore. Re masso corra man se brincele. Thank you, Lord. My God. Hallelujah. 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 Man, I love it. Like, when you're overseas to say hallelujah, it's no other interpretation. It's just hallelujah. 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 There's a twist going to take place in your life. Things have already begun to shift. God has a bigger plan than you can even imagine of what he's going to do with you. I see tens of thousands that are going to stream into the kingdom of God. Because God's hand is on your life. Even in the next little while, you're going to look at things that are going on. You say, God, this is the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. What are you doing? But God says, just stay in the middle. Don't turn to the left or to the right. Because know that the Spirit of God is upon you to do a great and mighty work, says the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. Strongholds. I see strongholds being demolished. I see people involved in sin that it looks to the natural eye, there's no way that they can be delivered. But God says you're going to walk right into the midst of that fiery furnace and you're going to bring them back out and you're going to see them delivered by the hand of God. Amen. The Lord says in your heart, you wanted to see miracles. God said the miracles are going to follow. They don't lead, they follow. They follow you. And you're going to see mighty miracles, signs, and wonders at the hand of Almighty God. Amen. Amen. Raise your hands up. Raise your hands up. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we release that into him today in the name of Jesus. Oh, we breathe that upon him. Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus today. Fire. Fire, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody praise him this morning. Oh, let the prophets prophesy. That's right. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My dear brother right here in the red shirt. What is your name? It's Marty. I want to say Chris. I don't know why I want to say Chris. Marty. God's been doing a work in him. Over the past couple of years, I gave him a prophetic word in there in the office, and God has been working it all out in Jesus' name. Nobody gets the credit but Jesus. He called me. Amen. Yes. Yes. That's right. Yes. Yes. Amen. That's a God-called evangelist right there. He's got the fire. Amen. 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 Old devil tried to kill him and everything else, but God just said, no, it ain't going to happen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. My goodness. Yesterday when I was studying over here, I knew something crazy was going to happen this morning. I was just thinking, God, I don't know what you're doing to me, but Lord, I'm just surrender. I got about 5 messages up here. That's how bad it was yesterday in the office. And I'm like, I finally got down to one. I felt like, okay, Lord, this is it. And it's talking about potential. And so God is releasing his potential today. Amen. He's releasing his potential. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This is where you need to be, stupid. Get on here and
I like that.
For 4 years, some years you've been here, you had the ups and downs, ins and outs. And you know, you had good times and bad times, you said that way. But God's going to, from this day forward, it's going to be good times. Good times because he's in the middle of you. You've learned how, like all the rest of us had to learn, and still learn. Just God gets to moving this stuff. We're going to get out of the way. Go ahead and help yourself, Jesus. Just lay them all on the floor. Kill them or raise them up and do whatever you have to do.
Right.
You've got to have a move of God. That's where we have to be brought to. This church will be relevant. It's going to be a light. It's sitting on a hill already. But it's going to be a light on the hill, and you're going to be a part of it.
Praise God.
You ain't shouting right.
Hallelujah. Glory. Amen.
Payday. Payday.
Payday's payday. Hallelujah. Amen.
And evangelists and teachers, pastors, and apostolic ministry is being developed and equipped. You don't know it now, you're in the junior stage.
That's right.
You get to the senior stage, you don't know what to do. You get the power, you don't know what to do with it. You first start out, but after you know, a little while. We never said it up in Illinois. But then we'll learn you something. You said that down south. That's Illinois, I get killed for saying that. The Illinois people, I'm going to learn you something. They don't look at you like you're from outer space. But Andrew, you're going to learn. God's going to learn you something. Because experience
is the best teacher in the world. And you, when you experience something, nobody can take it away from you.
That's right.
Because you've got the word and you've got the experience, it's yours. And you are solid in you, and that's what you need. Some of you really need a, you'll be a whole lot of shaping going on. Amen. Not going to be able to shake it either. So we act for shaking. Come down and the place was shaking, glory to God. Because, listen, we kind of talked a little bit about this Wednesday night, but you missed it, so I'll tell you this right now. Together is a key word. Not just a matter of unity. Together, they got together and reminded God of what he said in his word. They were being persecuted. And what he said in his word, he said, you Psalms 2, and they all prayed it together, and the Bible said the place was shaking. There's shaking going on in here this morning. I mean, there's some real shaking going on in here.
Hallelujah.
Just look at your neighbor and say, there's a whole lot of shaking going on.
A whole lot of
shaking going on. I mean, you got yourself the privilege to be a part of it. I'll be honest with you, we've been here for 2 years, a little over 2 years. And God finally spoke to me and said, I sent you here because I really wanted to be sent me here. I really did. I was just being honest with you about it. He said, I doubted it. I just said, I wondered about it. I said, what am I doing? What's my place? Where do I belong? What am I doing? Because usually I'm gone, full blessed. But God said, but I said to the Lord, your spirit, you don't have revival. I want to be in the middle of it. I don't care if I preach. I don't care if I do anything. That's going to be in the middle of it. It's beginning to happen.
Yes.
I can only pinpoint the time when the Spirit of God got on this place and it began to happen. Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And so it's happened. And this will be the place to be.
Amen.
If we no longer saying, the Lord, make us 500 strong, you will say, give us a bigger building.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
This lady in the pink, is that pink? No, right here behind. Yeah, you. Yeah. Yeah. Is that purple? Yeah, it is kind of purpley pink. Looks pink from back here. Must be the lighting. I heard the Spirit of the Lord say your walk is, come down here. Yeah, just come down here. I don't want to scare you or nothing, but. Hold my hand. Listen, give me this hand. All right. Your walk is going to change. Your walk is going to change. Your walk is going to change. God says that you've been through some hard times, discouragements, upsets. Your heart has been hurt. And the Lord says your walk is going to change. He said because to make the anointing come out, you got to squeeze the olive. And so the Lord says you've just been squeezed is all that's happening. And like the Spirit said, he says the shaking, we're being shaken this morning. You know why we're shaken? So that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. And so the Lord says, don't be discouraged, but encouraged, because the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. And there is, I heard the word restoration. That the enemy has stolen, he's going to have to repay sevenfold in the name of Jesus. There is a healing that is taking place by the Spirit of God, because your walk is changing right now. It's changing right now. Things are falling off. Things are being laid aside. God is shaking it all loose, like when you shake out a rug, shake out a towel. God is shaking it all away. And so the Lord says, it's a new day. It's a new time. Fresh anointing, fresh oil from heaven that is flowing. You're just getting started. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name right now, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, the devil does not have his way. The devil never has his way. He's a loser. He will always be a loser. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory. Oh, hallelujah. Can just praise him again. Just praise him again. Praise him again. That reminded me of years ago, probably 1983. I had a man in a service one night, and he came, and we told him to stand up and prophesy it over, and didn't even know how depressed and hurt that man was. God set him so free. He's jumping around and dancing and running around like something crazy. And from that day forward, like a totally different person in Jesus' name. That's what's happened for her in Jesus' name. Somebody give praise to God. Hallelujah. This too shall pass. This too shall pass. My God. Hallelujah. God is a good God. All the time. All the time. All the time. See, the thing about it, you can't get in a hurry, because if you do, you'll miss the best. You start thinking about, well, it's time to go. No, 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 no. Just hang tight with Jesus. Hang tight with Jesus, because he's moving. He's moving right now. I don't know about you, but I want that Galilean to walk real close to me. Real close to me. Real close to me. You know, I was thinking about what the Holy Ghost said about the apostolic, the fivefold ministry. Because the church desperately needs the fivefold ministry. In full bloom. In full bloom. In America. In this house. Because it governs in the spirit. It's more than, you know, it's like Jesus said. He said, the Spirit of God comes not with observation. The Spirit of God is in you. And there's something about when you get the apostolic, the prophetic, a teacher, those things in the house together, the atmosphere shifts. It just changes. There's stuff that happens when that gathering takes place that happened no other time. Even if it's a spiritual communication, and I want to clarify, just like Brother Hughes this morning when he was speaking that word to me in tongues, I was getting it. I was getting it. More than you even realize, because I've been in hot pursuit after God for several months now. And, you know, that what the Holy Spirit was saying was volumes to me. He was affirming everything that I had been praying for and seeking God for. And thank you for obeying the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I feel good. Do you feel good? Amen. Oh, my Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Man, things are shifting in the spirit. Things are shifting in the spirit. Glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. I want to get all our children down here. Teens, children, come on down here. Where's Israel? Get that oil, brother, and just pour it over them. I just touch them. Yeah. Amen. Amen. I want you to listen to this. See, this spirit of prophecy is rising up in her. Our sons and daughters shall prophesy. Say that in this mic.
He laid it on me that there is a revival. revival and the youth come, and it is not going to be easy for us. It is going to be very hard. But it is going to be something that we have wanted for a very long time, and it's going to be returned to us. And I just feel like it's been laid over me, and I feel like the youth is going to be very important in the next couple of months or years. It's just very overwhelming.
Amen. You can tell it. Reminds me of that girl at Brownsville when she got up and testified. Woo! See, she got tears running down her cheeks. Jessica and Patrick, y'all come down here a minute. I wasn't going to do this today, but we're going to kind of lightly touch on this. But Jessica and Patrick are our new youth ministers. And but I'm going to wait to lay hands on them because I want my wife to be here. But I think this is important today because we're praying for all these kids, for them to be here. They have a heart for this. They love the Lord. And God is working in them, and he's going to be working through them. And so all you got, you know, this right here is our youth pastors right here, youth ministers right here. Amen. Amen. Thank God for them. Amen. Amen. So I want you guys to help us just pray over these people this morning. Just get in there, and we're going to pray over these. You guys start praying in the spirit out there. We're going to lay hands on all these. Brother Hughes, Sister Hughes, all elders, come on down here. Prayer warriors, come and pray. Lay hands on all these kids in Jesus' name. Israel, you got them all anointed. Good deal.
Pastor David Coleman here. So glad you've tuned in today. I want to give you men a personal invitation to come and be with us right here, Harvest Worship Center, on the 29th of March at 10 o'clock. We're going to have a meet and greet. We're having a men's conference called Raising Young Lions. We're living in a time where we're in desperate need for God to touch our young men. So if you have a son, we want you to bring him. Meet and greet starts at 10 o'clock. We're going to have donuts and coffee and some other things. Want to get to know each other a little bit. And then at 11 o'clock, we're going to break off and come to the sanctuary here in the Harvest Worship Center. Bishop Lance Johnson from Ranger, Georgia, is going to be preaching to us the Word of God. Lance is a powerful man of God. He's preaching all over Kentucky right now, and Kentucky is on fire. You don't want to miss this men's conference on March the 29th here at the Harvest Worship Center, 10 o'clock meet and greet, 11 o'clock service. Raising Young Lions. So come on out. Let's raise young lions for this generation and see the glory of God move in Jesus' name.